Public sector workers prepare for action on pay. As we go to press, the Tories have announced public sector payoff as well below the RPI inflation level of 11.7% to teachers and NHS workers, as well as prison officers, police, armed forces and senior civil servants. As the articles below show, angry public sector workers are preparing for action. Major national action in schools brewing. Sean McCauley, new executive member personal capacity before the end of the year, we could see hundreds of thousands of teachers and support staff in schools take national strike action over pay. With the government announcement on pay for 2022 expected, the national executive of the National Education Union, NEU, agreed a timetable to ballot for strike action in the autumn, which will be implemented unless the offer is considered adequate. Plans are also being discussed for sixth form and further education colleges. Socialist Party members on the executive and throughout the union will work as hard as we can to achieve a yes vote that defeats Tory anti-union thresholds. Education workers, like all workers, are struggling with the immense cost of living crisis, having endured a 10-year pay freeze. In fact, we have campaigned for 18 months for the union to prepare for national action. The leadership of the union and the NEU left grouping previously told us this was fantasy, and that in reality only school-by-school action was possible. But we argued that the union needed to lead from the front as well as build from below. Leadership. It is essential to build up membership and organization at a school level, but there is no better recruiter and organizer than to couple this with bold leadership and action. This lesson has been shown both by the RMT strikes, and by the NEU itself in the action to keep schools safe during COVID at the start of 2021. We previously put forward proposals to the executive that would have enabled action to take place sooner, which were rejected. If our timetable had been accepted, we would have been able to coordinate strike action with the RMT recently. Some on the left have subsequently admitted in meetings that they are surprised at the anger of teachers and their willingness to fight, and now wish they could get action going sooner. The rules of the union insist on an indicative ballot first. These rules were established when the union was formed through a merger of the National Union Teachers, NUT, with the traditionally more conservative Association of Teachers and Lecturers, ATL, and were opposed by Socialist Party members at the time. Nonetheless, the agreed timetable will allow for action to take place this year. The indicative ballot will start on the 24th of September. Support staff. We are pleased to report that it has been agreed to also ballot support staff members of our union, coordinating with the other support staff unions, Unison, Unite and GMB. Again, this is something Socialist Party members on the executive argued for, and which was dismissed by others. We are delighted that this position has now been taken. Now we must build a mighty campaign, starting immediately, and then getting ready to hit the ground running when the schools start in September. Gearing up for action and local government. Mark Evans, Unison Local Government Service Group Executive, personal capacity,